I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. The fires are all but out in the West, but the drought in the Southeast lingers on. We'll tell you how it's affecting city dwellers and farmers alike, and a dialogue about the politics of skin color. But first, we want to bring you an update on a young man we have been following since the beginning of this program. It was 2.5 years ago that a Georgia teenager named Gennaro Wilson was convicted of aggravated child molestation after having consensual sex with a girl just 2 years younger than he was. Wilson was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Last year, the law was changed to make sex between consenting minors a misdemeanor. A Georgia court ordered Wilson released, but he remained behind bars after an appeal by the state attorney general. Last Friday, however, the Georgia Supreme Court ordered Gennaro Wilson released. He joins us today by phone from his home. Mr. Wilson, welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
How did you find out that you were going to be released? I remember you had a false start back in June when the lower court said you should be released, but you weren't. How'd you find out this time, and was it hard to believe?
Yes, I was in really a state of shock because I really couldn't believe that it was coming. It was so unexpected. But, you know, I'm glad that it did come, and it could have been better timing.
What was it like for you when you walked out of the prison and you saw, I'm sure there were a lot of people there. I know your mom was there and your sister was there and your lawyer, B.J. Bernstein, was there, but I saw a lot of microphones. What was it like from your end?
I was just so excited, you know, just to just finally have a chance, a second chance at life. And, you know, I was very ecstatic. I was just so overjoyed and, you know, just grateful that I was able to return home to my family.
What was the worst part of this whole thing for you?
Just being away from home this long and just dealing with all the disappointments. You know, just being labeled like I was as a predator or a child molester, you know, it's very, you know, it hurt me a lot to be labeled as that because I know I'm nothing of that nature. And, you know, just because, you know, I have a little sister who I love so much, and I didn't want it. I definitely didn't want that label because of that.
If you had been labeled a child molester, you couldn't have lived with her?
Exactly. I couldn't live with my sister. You know, basically that's like telling me I can't have any kids myself because I'd be labeled as a molester everywhere I go. And, you know, with the sexist and the laws that they have now, you know, anyone can just look you up on the Internet, see where you stay, and just put your picture up anywhere. So it would definitely not have been good.
And that raises a question. You served 32 months in prison, but the prosecutor and the attorney general said you could have been out sooner if you had agreed to take a plea deal. Why did you refuse to take a plea deal?
Just because it still would have been along with the sex offender registry. You know, it wasn't point about how much time I had. It was a principle that, you know, I would be labeled for life. You know, being a sex offender is a life sentence in itself, and I just couldn't accept that label as being a molester, you know, because I know that I'm not.
Now, you've said several times, I know you talked to a number of people about this, you've said publicly that the circumstances that got you in this situation, you were at this New Year's Eve party, I don't know if you were drinking, but a lot of people were drinking, you know, had sex with more than one young lady. You've said several times that what you did was wrong. So I wanted to ask you why you think you got into that situation to begin with.
Well, you know, just being a typical teenager, just trying to have fun. And, you know, at the time, I had no knowledge that what I was doing was breaking the law because I didn't know that you couldn't mess with someone, you know, of that age. And, you know, because these are people that you're going to school with, you're having classes with, and, you know, we didn't have any class that tell us that we couldn't do this. But at the same time, yes, you know, I didn't make the best of decisions. And, you know, I look back on it now and I say, you know, I can't believe that was me because I matured so much now. I was a boy then, but now I consider myself a man. You know, it's really just, you know, made me better as a person and just taught me valuable life lessons.
But what is it you think about that situation? I mean, here you were, you know, you were a football player. I know you had attracted some notice. I think a lot of people thought you were scholarship material, you know, because of your grades and because of your athletic ability. And I just wonder why you think you were willing to jeopardize all that for a night, you know, in a hotel room. What do you? It just didn't occur to you that that could be a problem, or it just seemed what too good to pass up, or what?
No, because you really don't think about that at the time. You don't think about that you're, you know, putting everything in jeopardy. Like I said, you know, we didn't know that it was just so wrong to, you know, have fun and have a party. I admit that, you know, I don't condone that behavior. I don't, you know, I wouldn't tell anybody to go out there and do what we did. I would tell them not to do that and, you know, to make better decisions than I did at that age and just be very cautious, you know, about what you do and who you're around because, you know, a few minutes of pleasure can be a lifetime full of trouble, and it can be very hard to get out of.
What do you want to do now?
My main priority is to get in college as soon as possible. I'm trying to figure out, you know, where I would like to go and just what would be, you know, in the best interest of me and my family, but I'm definitely looking forward to doing that.
What do you think you want to major in? Any idea?
Yes, I look forward to majoring in sociology because I feel like that field will fit me perfectly because I've been living my major, basically. You know, just dealing with this experience, I feel like I would be good in that area.
Any idea of, I know it's everything's new to you now, but any idea what you think you want to do in the future once you get through college?
Well, I definitely want to, you know, talk to the youth, and not just the youth, but college students as well. They make the same mistakes, you know. So I'm looking forward to helping my lawyer. She has a nonprofit organization called MyFifth.org, and basically it educates you on, you know, all the new laws.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people can learn from my experience and my mistakes.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with Gennaro Wilson, who was just released from prison after serving 32 months for having consensual oral sex with a girl who was 2 years younger than he was. How's your mom doing? I know this must have been hard on her.
Yes, it was very hard on her, and, you know, that's what hurt me so much because it seemed like, you know, her life had to be put on hold, and she couldn't be happy because, you know, I was going through this, you know. I haven't felt it yet, but, you know, from what I understand, you know, a good parent, you know, if their child is going through anything very hard, you know, they're going to take it hard, you know, even harder, you know, than their child because, you know, they're going to feel like, what did they go wrong? But I always told her that she never went wrong, and, you know, she the one who held me together. She was my backbone throughout this whole experience, and, you know, I just can't tell her how much, you know, that meant to me that she stood by me, you know, every day for this long. And, you know, I'm just trying to repay her now by, you know, just showing her how much I love her.
And maybe keeping your room clean would be good.
Exactly.
Take out the trash.
Yeah, just all the simple stuff, you know, they matter. You know, they're a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier that what you were saying is you'd like to become a parent yourself. What do you think you'll tell your children, if you're fortunate enough to have them, about this experience and how to handle themselves in situations?
I would tell them, you know, how I was before this situation, tell them what I had to endure and how it made me as a better person. You know, I would just tell them that, you know, it's hard. You know, if you truly believe in yourself, you know, fight for your cause, and, you know, what you believe in. Always stand up. And, you know, it's just good to have, you know, faith in yourself, you know, even when no one else does. And I just tell them, you know, how far I've come, you know, because I do plan on succeeding in life.
Many people came to your defense. I think you're probably aware of that a lot of civil rights leaders, members of the legislature, religious leaders, all took an interest in your case, as well as your family, of course, and, of course, your attorney. What do you think about that? How does that make you feel when you think about all the people who stepped forward to help you?
Oh, it's definitely a blessing, and it's just great to see that so many people, you know, they came to our defense, and it's just an absolute honor. And I know that a lot of people put their reputations on the line to help, you know, get me on the outside, and, you know, I just want them to know that I would not disappoint them. You know, failure is not even an option for me.
Do you still think about playing sports?
Oh, most definitely. I look forward to seeing if I can pursue, you know, sports, but I'm more set on my education than anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had any final thoughts for, I don't know, if you could go back and talk to the Gennaro 4 years ago, the 17-year-old, you know, before all this started, what do you think you would tell him?
Basically what I'll tell, you know, all the rest of, you know, the kids out there, and, you know, college students, just think about what you do before you do it. You know, make better decisions, make wise decisions, and make the right choice, you know, because you don't want to end up in a situation for where you don't have anything, you know, just taking away everything that you ever had and, you know, you ever loved. Just be careful, be cautious of your surroundings and the people who are around you.
Gennaro Wilson, recently released from prison, he joined us by phone from his home. Thank you, Mr. Wilson, for speaking with us, and good luck to you.
Thank you.